Letter from a friend. The following letter was sent recently by Yolanda Levy to Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat of the New York Arunachala Ashrama. It describes how Sri Bhagavan's influence is not limited by time and space, and how His grace is readily available to all sincere seekers. Dear Bhagavat, thank you so much for your beautiful letter, which touched me profoundly. I am sorry my reply is so late, but right now we are very busy traveling back and forth from Italy. Giovanni is setting up his own new laboratory in Italy. We will move to Genoa in September or soon after. First, I would like to tell you a little story which made me wonder how life can be sometimes unpredictable and yet so beautiful. There is a friend of mine in Romania who is a fully qualified medical doctor. She earns about $50 a month, which is almost less than what a person needs to live on in Romania. She is working about 200 miles from Bucharest in the only office which services a group of villages. Every day she wakes up at 5 a.m., takes an unheated train, changes two buses, or hitchhikes on trucks to travel to those remote villages. Her husband left her and went to France 4 years ago. Lately, she had been suffering with headaches, anxiety, and increasing moments of depression. One day, she happened to read a book wherein something about Bhagavan was mentioned. Other names were also mentioned in that book, but somehow only Ramana Maharishi's name kept coming back to her. When she told me briefly about this experience, I had the sudden idea to send her my photo of Sri Ramana. And one day, this was when she had just started to take some antidepressant medicine. Exhausted, she felt like sitting on the floor. She then shifted into Padmasana position without really knowing what she was doing and gazed at that photo of Ramana, which she had come to love dearly. She then gave over all her pain and suffering to Bhagavan and was immediately filled with so much peace and love that she at once quit the medicine and felt at peace and at ease. She now gathers the necessary courage and strength each day by simply gazing into the eyes of Bhagavan. I wanted to write this to you and share my wonderment at how a sincere call of the heart can be responded to, even when the person lives far away in a remote area, knows no English, knows nothing of the spiritual teachings, which have been, in fact, forbidden in her country for almost 50 years. She didn't really talk much about what she experienced. She said, "With these things, it is better to remain silent," with which I totally agree. As for the tapes, it is kind of you to say you can send them. Please send them to my address, for the Romanian post delivery is not yet safe. I will give them to my friends there when I visit in the summer. Thank you also for sending 3 more photos. Please take good care of your health. The fondest memories from the 3 of us. Yolanda Levy, Viroflay, France.